Stereo, KSO from Mundo Earwood and Mel Tillis. You're in love with the wrong man. Well, it's 6 minutes before 10 o'clock from your favorite station. Jack Boxer up and coming after 10 o'clock. And then Alan Spears this afternoon at 3. And if you've been following what's been going on in the newspaper, you're aware of the fact that things are changing here at KSO. And I would like to, you know, just make a few comments. It's been a long time that we've been getting together with each other. Perry St. John and I first started talking about joining the KSO staff back in 1976 while I was working for ABC in Houston. And it took us a little bit of time to get arrangements worked out. And I'll be forever grateful to Perry for the past 12 years that we have spent here at KSO. And certainly some of my closest friends have come from the listeners that I have come to know at KSO. You've always been kind. Whether it's been a cookout or trips to Nashville or Worlds of Fun or the dog tracks or cruises or our KSO Great Country concerts or the State Fair or any of the places we've had a chance to meet, I thank you for that. And I thank you for allowing me to share many of your waking hours with you. And I certainly thank you for giving me personally the greatest longevity in Des Moines radio history during the afternoon time period on the same station. And you certainly showed your concern and love through my major surgery back in 1986, and the outpouring of love and kindness got me through the pains of both body and soul at that time. Here at KSO, I've worked for three general managers, each with a different style of management, each with a dedication and fairness that you rarely see in the radio industry. And I publicly thank Perry St. John, Bill Wells, and Peter McLean for their commitment to KSO. During the time that I've been here, there have been a lot of talented people that have made KSO a great radio station. People like J.P. Andrews and John Leslie and Johnny Dolan, Ray Matthews, John Charleston, Jimmy Stewart, Ed Anderson, Shauna Lynn, Bobby Starr, Frank Kennedy, Bobby Anderson, Billy Cole, T.G. Captain, Tom Collins, Dennis Jerry James, Kathy Summers, the late Jim Goins, Tommy Cummings, Mike McCoy, Dick Lehman, Brian Roberts, Larry Morgan, Ron Miller, Bob Henry, the list goes on, and I've really been blessed having the chance to work with those folks. And I'm sure that we'll be bumping into each other at the country concerts in town, the clubs that play the country music here in Des Moines, or maybe even the checkout line at Food for Less. Be sure you say hi. Thank you for making me a part of your life. At this point, I have no real plans, but I'm sure that in the not-too-distant future, we'll have a chance to continue this conversation.
Years serving Iowa. Iowa's oldest radio station, KSO Des Moines.
U.S. breaks ties with Panama. Advisors arrive in Colombia.